Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my Sherpy friend, Lucky Pires, as we present to you here on www.goforgold.lk, hot news off the field and on the field. Now, let's start off what's happening on the field. On the field, of course, two games being played in the land of the white clouds, where New Zealand are playing host to South Africa. And this particular series, especially the white ball series in the men's version, is almost being called as a bench strength series. I'll give you the reason why. Because most of the players in both teams who took part in the T20 World Cup, which was concluded in Sri Lanka and in India, were not seen in pursuit in this particular five-match series. Nevertheless, lots of talent has come out, some new names, and very frankly, I've been struggling with the pronunciation of some of the names because they're too new to me. Right, South Africa have won the series by 3-2 when they completely outplayed New Zealand yesterday in the fifth and the final T20 by 33 runs. The Proteas batting first made 187 for 4 wickets, which is a very competitive total. Wiaan Mulder made 31, but the star was Connor Easterhuizen, who made 75. Very new, but looks extremely talented. Then Rubin Harmond made 39. Ben Sears for New Zealand chipped in with 2 for 37, and Jacob Clarkson 1 for 14. The Kiwis came out with a poor show, chasing 188 as a target. Sadly though, they were 154 for 8 at the end of their 20 overs. Tim Robinson made 25, Diane Clover 22, and Bevan John Jacobs looks pretty promising, honestly, for New Zealand. He made 36, and Jimmy Nation, the veteran, made 24. Leon Mulder took 2 for 38. Boatman among the wickets, 2 for 33. And Gerald Kohetsa, who's very quick, farm right arm over the stumps, just bowl, very quick indeed. Very rarely goes around the wickets. He took 2 for 21. Now, the Kiwis completely outplayed, sadly, the South Africans in the women's version. Kiwis batting first made 184 for the loss of 4 wickets. Amila Kerr, the captain, a superb 105. Georgia Plimmer, who opens batting, she made 27. And Brooke Halde, good to see her among the runs, 26. Now, for the Proteas, it was Abiyang Kaka, remember, the right-arm seamer, bowls very well indeed, short-haired, 3 for 32, and Toom Shukuna, pretty new to the game, 3 for 32, and Proteas will be disappointed because when Voldewart fails, the entire team bats around her and they fail. 102 for 9 in 9 overs, conceding this game by a big margin of 92 runs. Annamarie Dixon made 23, Lee Tahu for New Zealand bowled very well, pretty new, pretty talented. She took 3 for 15. Sophie Devine, always, either with the bat or with the ball, took 2 for 8. And Amila Kerr, the captain who made that 105, was adjudicated as player of the game. She also took 2 for 6 wickets. Now, we also have one more cricketing result. Nigeria played against South Africa in an under-19 friendly tournament. Amazing, the Nigerian girls have beaten South Africa under-19ers. Interesting, and that too in the Super Over. Nigeria made 133 for 3 wickets in their allotted 20 overs, and the Proteas replied with 133 for 7. But in the Super Over, Nigeria got the better of the South Africans, and I was told there was so much of cheer in Lagos yesterday because, no doubt, I mean, beating a giant of a team like South Africa, beat at any level, under 16, under 19, call it what you may, by any ladies or men's team, especially for a team like Nigeria, is a great achievement. Right now, we are all gearing up, no doubt, for the prestigious IPL that's coming up. Everything gets underway on Sunday. And remember, Mumbai Indians will be taking Calcutta Knight Riders. A little bit of news from the Mumbai Indian camp. They seem to be having a very strong batting lineup because Rohit Sharma will be opening with Quinton de Kock. So there is no place, I was told, for Rutherford of the West Indies to open the batting. So that this is what's being predicted. And there's Tilak Varma batting at 3 and Surya Kumar batting at number 4. So as far as Mumbai Indians are concerned, so far, they seem to be a very strong outfit. They've not had silver fair for long periods of time, but they'll want to get it into their shelves. And some other news I have from some of the other franchises, that the non-availability of some of the international players, that includes injury. We are still having a close look at what's happening to Vanidhu Hasaranga, in example, together with Mathisa Pathirana. They are nursing injuries. I still don't have any news. No, Sura, my co-host Lakit Piris, gives me some news about them. I sure will have it conveyed to you. But then, before I wind up, here is a close look at what's happening in Sri Lanka over the weekend. The two prestigious, repeat prestigious, schools rugby president's knockout tournament scheduled. The first game for the 28th, Trinity versus Wesley, remember, and the second game for the 29th, Royal versus Isipathana. Four quality top rugby playing schools. I'll keep the predictions going because I get the predictions daily. Yesterday I gave you the percentage, but today it's changed slightly. Wesley has increased as the winner prediction to 62%. Trinity drops down to 38%, so Trinity will have to work very hard if they are to meet, which looks like the best side in the school's arena right now. Some say it's too early to say, but I'm going purely by what the experts tell me. So 62 points percentage in favor of Wesley and 38 points Trinity. So Trinitians have their work cut out. They're also taking into consideration the travel time, the weather pattern that Sri Lanka, Trinity has to play in hot climatic conditions here in Colombo. Now, there's been a little bit of a change in the Isipathana Royal percentage as well, win prediction, put it that way. It was 51-49% earlier, and now it's dropped down to increased to 52%, apologies, to Royal, and a drop down to Isipathana at 48%. And that game is coming up on Sunday. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Piris. I hope you did enjoy our presentation as much as we did enjoy bringing it to you. It's always a pleasure talking to you in the morning. But today, I'm just going to spin you not one song, but two songs. Right? Two songs instead of one. I hope you'll enjoy the music.